Well, well, well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a special edition of Brown, 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 Simply Brown on Cleveland. My name is Kimberly F. Brown, and of course, I am the host of the Brown on Cleveland podcast, the After Dark program, and one of the managing partners for the Brown Report newspaper. And this particular edition of Brown Brown Simply Brown on Cleveland is being brought to you by absolutely nobody. You see, because tonight I'm going to add my 2 cents to somebody's 1 cent that's making absolutely no sense because it is pure nonsense. And just to be fair, I want you to know that I have reached out to the incumbent as well as his challenger. So tonight, very briefly, I will be talking about the upcoming recall of Councilperson Richard Chajanski of District 6 in Maple Heights, Ohio. And Maple Heights has been in the news quite often. Yes, yes, yes. If Maple Heights don't get their act together, somebody just may be calling them messy Maple Heights. And I am not calling them messy. I'm just saying that with all of the mess that has been going on regarding District 6 and other districts within Maple Heights, people will eventually get tired. So, my name is Kimberly F. Brown, a Brown, 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 Simply Brown on Cleveland. And let me know, or I should let you know, why I can speak about issues in Maple Heights. You see, because I was involved with both of your mayoral races, absolutely. I was involved with the council president election, as well as Councilperson Richard Chajanski. I've also done a lot of stuff to get things done in Maple Heights for a lot of residents. So unlike some people who choose to be Facebook freedom fighters and keyboard killers, I actually do the work. So Brown on Cleveland will be weighing in on this matter. I did reach out to Richard Chajanski to get a better understanding as to why they are constantly coming after him and the District 6 council seat. I've also reached out to Tina Mulberry. That I did. And of course, she did not respond, but I reached out to her out of fairness, because I'm not going to play a special side. I'm going to be fair because this is what Brown on Cleveland does, and this is what I will continue to do. So, Brown on Cleveland, I am so sick and tired of people calling me about this recall regarding Richard Chajanski. But before I add my 2 cents to this nonsense that makes absolutely no sense, let us look at what recall or what a recall is. A recall is a power reserved to the voters that allows the voters by petition to demand the removal of an elected official. If a recall petition with the required number of valid signatures is filed, the officer may resign or run for retention at a special election against any candidates whose names qualify to appear on the recall ballot. In this particular case, Tina Mulberry's name has already appeared as a contestant to become the next council person of District 6. But before that can happen, the voters, the voters of District 6, they all must agree, at least the majority, that Richard Trojanski should be ousted. And how they do that is by way of a vote. And I guess it's called democracy. And let me add this sidebar, because this is Brown, simply Brown on Cleveland. Just because people run out and get a petition signed to have somebody recalled, it does not mean that the person will automatically lose their seat. Voters have to come out. And in this case, they must come out and show out on the 23rd of November. So let's talk about this recall, because I am having a hard time understanding what is going on with the recall of Richard Trojanski. I mean, real talk, is this about race, sex, envy, spite, or hate? What is it? I remember during the last election, this is Brown on Cleveland, Richard Trojanski, he won the seat by 34 votes. He won by 34 votes. And everybody appears to be, they were against Richard Trojanski. Everybody. I mean, council stacked up against Richard. They all sided with Tina Marbury. They were telling me, Brown on Cleveland, how Richard was going to lose. But lo and behold, Richard came out like a champ. And he beat Tina Marbury. He didn't stump her. It wasn't a landslide, but he beat her. And because Tina Marbury, and I'm saying it, Brown on Cleveland, she was engaged in what we call in politics the process of sour grapes. And basically what that is, when a candidate is not successful against their opponent, they cry, wah, wah, wah. They have a temper tantrum. And rather than prepare for the next race, if that's what they choose to do, they have temper tantrums about why they should have been elected. So let me add this sidebar, because this is Brown on Cleveland. Just because someone wins the seat, that does not necessarily mean that they're the best for the seat. Basically, what it means is they got their voters out to the polls. They got them out. So rather than go into this concept called recall, why not just get yourself together for the next election and try to take him or her out if that's what you want to do? But a recall? Real talk? So my question is tonight, what is it that Mr. Trojanski has done? For example, in the city of Cleveland, we had a council person assault a black woman daylight. And it's very unfortunate that some people found nothing wrong with that. Now, that would warrant a recall, in my opinion. We've had people who have simply disrespected the process of what a recall should entail, like corruption, like thievery, like lying, you know, violating every single component of a city charter. Those folks should be recalled. But to simply put together a recall because you don't like someone or you don't respect their sexuality, that's hogwash. Who are you? What if, I'm just saying Brown on Cleveland, what if somebody wanted to recall you or this person because you didn't comb your hair? or you didn't iron your clothes? Or you look like you don't wash up? Real talk. See, so I don't think that People should be out here recalling people, going into somebody's closet, or trying to run their bedroom activities when you got bones and shoes and hair pieces, whatever the case may be, falling out your drawers. This is just Simply Brown on Cleveland. So, you know, I've been asking a lot of people, what is this recall really about? And nobody can tell me. I wonder why. So let's go here. Who else is behind this recall? Some people are telling me that Councilwoman Edwina AG got something to do with it. Some people have said, Stafford Chanette of District 1. Some people have mentioned to me Tangela Madden of District 5. These are what some people are telling me. I don't know if it's true. But if it is true, then what I will tell the residents of Maple Heights, if this is true, you need to start looking at every single council person. But more so, let me have this conversation with Councilperson Richard Trajanski. Councilperson, what are you doing over in District 6? Are you handling your business? Are you being an elected servant to your constituents? What are you doing? Okay. I don't know. So let me say this. I know that Councilperson Trajanski, he has the support of Mayor Annette Blackwell. He has the support of State Senator Kenny Yuko. He has the support of the North Shore AFL-CIO. He has the support of the Stonewall Democrats. But in actuality, Brown on Cleveland, I could care less. Because at the end of the day, and at the beginning of every hour, it's the constituents that matters. That matters. But here's what we can't allow. We cannot allow any sour grapes. In this case, a person like Tina Mulberry, who wants to run for every seat under the sun, even the dog catcher's seat, to cause chaos, conflict, and confusion for no apparent reason. We got to be more intelligent than that. And as I was scouring the page of Morning Maple Heights, I noticed that there were some questions about whether or not Richard was being picked on because of the color of his skin. There was a question about whether he was being bullied because of his sexuality. There was a question regarding if this was about a black woman losing an election to a white man. And the question was, is this a case of reverse racism and discriminatory behaviors? This is Brown on Cleveland. Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. No gossip or talk, and maybe just a little shiggity boo. Brown on Cleveland. Now, from my understanding, the last election, Tina Mulberry, she ran for Maple Heights School Board. And a lot of people tell me, this is sidebar, that the school board is even messy. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. So if you ran for school board and you actually won a seat, why are you trying to become a council person? You see, because I don't believe that you can hold both seats. You got to choose. And the streets are talking, and the streets are saying that Tina Mulberry wants to be a council person. They say why? They say she wants to be a council person so she can be an agitator towards Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell. As she wants to join the crowd of AG and Shanette and Madden, and then they can add Marbury, then they can bully city council, and the city will continue to not move forward because you have the agitators rather than positive participators to make sure that the city move forward. Every single resident in Maple Heights should be upset. They should be mad. They should be pissed. They should be angry. This is Brown on Cleveland. Stop the nonsense. This is so ridiculous. So here's what I'll say. The recall of Richard Trujanski of District 6 is, I believe, Tuesday, November 23rd. The polls open at 6:30 a.m. and they will close at 7:30 p.m. And this mess of a recall will cost the city about $7,000. $7,000. $7,000 over some nonsense. Every single resident should be angry. They should be upset. Why would anybody in their right mind sign a petition against an individual that would cost the city $7,000 or more? When you do this, this is taking services away from the residents. That's what it's doing. It is. It seems to me like this is a personal endeavor to get rid of Richard Trujanski so that the messiness at city council can continue. Brown on Cleveland has done a lot for the city of Maple Heights. A lot. And I don't really care how you vote. You can vote for the recall to have Richard removed, or you can vote against it and have him stay. But remember this, the choice you make today, it will affect your tomorrow. See, there's one thing about democracy, and I'm not in agreement with everything, but the majority rules. And when you make a decision, just be clear. Be very clear and very certain that it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. And let me add, no one likes to be discriminated against because of their race, creed, or color, or their sexuality. All of this colorism, racism, classism, colorism, discriminatory behaviors should never be tolerated in this here United States of America. So Maple Heights District 6, go on with your bad selves. Do the thing that you would want to do or not to be done. But just remember this. Elections are always very interesting. When the majority speaks and they make a decision, the decision that they made is that councilperson Richard Trujanski is to serve 4 years. Allow him to do as such. And in the event that he fails you after 4 years, then you take the necessary measures to have him removed. But to try to remove him in the middle of his term is downright disgusting. And it's hateful. And it's spiteful. Especially when you don't have a solid, verifiable, rational reason to move as such. Brown on Cleveland, shame, shame, shame on Tina Marbury and the game. My name is Kimberly F. Brown. A brown, 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 simply brown on Cleveland. And this is a brown on Cleveland punchback moment movement. I will be talking about this again tomorrow night on the After Dark video program. My name is Kimberly F. Brown. Welcome to Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland.